The following presentation is brought to you by www.talkingmp3players.com, the home of the affordable talking MP3 players.
Hi, my name is Laz Mesa, and I'm the product and service manager for Accessible Electronics. I've been totally blind since 1996, and we started selling talking MP3 players in 2009. In this presentation, I'm going to be demonstrating a SansaClip Zip talking MP3 player. This is the newest model that we currently offer. At the end of the presentation, if we have room, I'll be addressing some of the more frequently asked questions that we receive about our players and services. Basically, our talking MP3 players would benefit anyone who doesn't need to spend more than $100 for a device that would let them access and play their music and other files. To start off, I'm going to describe the player. It has a rectangular shape measuring 2.25 inches high by 1.42 inches wide by 0.5 inches thick, basically about the size of a credit card that has been folded in half. It weighs just 0.86 ounces, so it's very light. On the top edge of the player is where you find the power button. It's centrally located right in the middle at the top edge. Now, as we move down the right edge of the player, the first thing we encounter is the earphone jack, which accepts the normal 3.5 millimeter or 1/8 inch earphone plug. As we move further down the right side, we run into the micro SD card slot, and you can use micro SD cards up to 64 gigabytes at the present time. The bottom edge of the player is completely blank. Moving down the left edge of the player, the first thing we encounter is the USB port. It accepts a micro USB plug, so you can connect it to your computer with a USB cable. Directly below that, you find the volume control. It's a rocker switch, so if you press the top of the switch, the volume rises, and if you press the bottom of the switch, the volume lowers. It has a very sturdy clip on the back, and it allows the player to be attached to your clothing. Now, moving down the face of the player, the top part of the player is basically all screen, and while running your finger down the face of the player, the first thing you run into is a small rectangular button on the left-hand side of the face. This is called the back button, although some people do call it the home button. As you continue down the face of the player, towards the center you will feel a thin horizontal rectangular button. This is called the select button, or it can be referred to as the enter key. Surrounding the select button or enter key, you'll find a horizontal rectangular directional pad. When you press the top part of the pad, in essence you're pressing the up button or up arrow. When you're pressing the down portion of the pad, you're pressing the down button or down arrow, and the same can be said for the left and the right. When using the directional pad, it is best to stay away from the corners. That's basically the description of the player. As I mentioned when I was describing the micro SD card slot, you can expand the player's memory up to an extra 64 gigabytes of storage by using a micro SD card. So if you started off with a 4 gigabyte player and added a 64 gigabyte card, you'd end up with 68 gigabytes. And if you started off with an 8 gigabyte player and added a 64 gigabyte card, you'd end up with 72 gigabytes of storage. All right, so that was a description of it. And now what we're going to do is we're going to turn the player on so you can see what it sounds like. And all it takes is a click of the power button, which is found at the top edge of the player. So I'm going to click it now.
Recent bookmarks.
And it comes up and announces recent bookmarks, which is the first menu item in the order of the menus. Now, to turn the player off, all you have to do is hold down the power button and you'll hear what it says. I'm going to hold it down now.
Shutting down.
And that's basically how you can tell when it turns on and how you can tell when it turns off. At this time, we're going to turn the player on, and I'm just going to scroll down the menu items so you can see how you can scroll through them. So I'm going to click the power button to turn it on.
Recent bookmarks.
Now, when you're in the menu structure, you can move up or down. So first we're going to move down by using the down arrow or down button, which is found just below the select button, which I described earlier. So just below the select button or enter key, you find the down arrow. And so you click that to move down. So we're going to go through the entire menu structure by using the down arrow. Here we go.
Files. FM radio. Recording. Settings. System. Recent bookmarks.
And it wraps around to the top. Now we're going to use the up arrow to move upwards through the menu items till we return to recent bookmarks. So we're using the up arrow now, we're just clicking it.
System. Settings. Recording. FM radio. Files. Recent bookmarks.
And it wrapped around. And that's basically how you would scroll up and down the menu items. Basically, think of it as a column of menu items, which you would move up or down to find the menu item which you wish to activate. And you would then activate it by using the select button or enter key by just clicking it. There are two ways to interact with the buttons on the players. And basically, it's either clicking or holding down. And there's a difference. You can think of it as when using your computer's keyboard, if you click a letter, it types one letter. But if you hold it down, it types a whole bunch of them. So that's the difference between clicking and holding it down. And on these players, if you click it, it'll do one thing. But if you hold it down, it's possible it could do something else, which you may not expect. So clicking it is just an instantaneous push and release on the button. While holding it down, you would push it in and hold it and then let up on it. It takes about a second for a hold, as opposed to a click, which is real quick. Now that we've got that out of the way, we can continue. The first thing that we're going to look at is how would one find a file to play? So we'll turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks.
And using the arrow down, we're going to go to the next menu item, which is
Files.
Then we're going to hit the Enter key. We're just going to click it.
Audiobooks.
And we're going to go down to the My Music folder, because we'll do a song.
Manuals. My Music.
To get inside the My Music folder, you would click the Enter key. So we're going to do that now.
Bridget Codeless.
And there's two folders in here. There's Bridget's and there's
Garfin.
So we're going to start off by looking at one of Bridget's songs. So we arrow up to Bridget.
Bridget Codeless.
And we click the Enter key to go into it.
Bridget Codeless's biography.
And we're going to select a song by arrowing down to it.
Sad Song, Cigarettes and Beer, Through It All, War of the Heart.
And we're going to play that one. So to play it, we just click the Enter key. Okay, I've paused it, and to pause a file, you just click the up arrow. And if you click the up arrow again, it'll resume playing, like so. Alright, so I've paused it. I've showed you how to pause it and unpause it. Now I'm going to show you how to stop the file from playing back. Basically, you click the power button. And remember, a click is just a momentary push and release. You don't hold it down for any amount of time, you just click it. So I'm going to unpause it, and then I'm going to click the power button.
Create a bookmark. War of the Heart.
And it came up and asked if I wanted to create a bookmark. When we ship the players out, that is how it's going to be set up. It'll ask you if you want to create a bookmark. To answer yes, you would click the Enter key. And to answer no, you would click any other key. Now, when you stop a file from playing back, it stops it and it drops you in the location of the file itself. So if you arrow up or down, you're going to see the other songs that are in Bridget's folder.
Where we choose to go. War of the Heart. Through it all. Sad song, cigarettes and beer.
So at this point, you could just click the Enter key and start playing one of the other songs. And we're going to do that now. I'm going to pause it now. Now, this time, when I tell it to stop playback and it asks me if I want to create a bookmark, I'm going to say yes by clicking the Enter key. So I'm going to unpause it, then I'm going to click the power button.
Create a bookmark. Bookmark created. Sad song, cigarettes and beer.
As you heard, it said bookmark created. And again, it dropped me into the list of files within Bridget's folder, which again, you can scroll up or down if you wanted to choose another song. Now, in the file browser, you can navigate by using the left and right arrow keys as well. So we're as deep as we can go in Bridget's folder. So we're going to use the left arrow to back out one level to the name of the folder.
Bridget Codeless.
And then we're going to arrow down to the next folder.
Garfin.
And we're going to click the Enter key to go into there.
01IVE been waiting. Garfin from Family Affair.
And let's say I want to play the second song in here. I arrow down to it.
02 Deborah. Garfin from Family Affair.
And I click the Enter key to start it playing. Again, I pause with the up arrow, and at this point, I can click the power button to stop playback totally.
Create a bookmark.
And I'm not going to create a bookmark, so I answer no.
02 Deborah, Garfin from Family Affair.
And then arrow to the left.
Garfin.
And arrow to the left again.
My music.
And here is the list of the folders that come on the player. So let me just show you the different folders that come in here and what you can do with them. Let me arrow up.
Manuals, audiobooks, C-O-N-F-I, audiobooks.
Okay, there's audiobooks. In here you can put any audiobooks you want to put in here that are not made with protected file formats. So it's MP3 or Ogg Vorbis or FLAC or WAVE or whatever you want, as long as it's not a protected file format. You can put it in here, and it can be played on the player. We arrow down now.
Manuals.
This is where your manuals are. There's a quick start guide and the Rockbox manual. The quick start guide is a text file, which you can read on your computer using whichever word processor you would like to use. And the Rockbox manual is a PDF file, so you would use whatever PDF reader your choice. It's up to you. Alright, so next folder is?
My music.
My music, so you can put your music in here.
Playlists.
And playlists. This is where the player will store any playlist that you create. And I'll do a short demonstration of that momentarily.
Podcasts.
You can put any podcasts in this folder.
Recordings.
In recordings, this is where your recordings will end up, whether you create them from the FM radio or with a built-in mono microphone. The recordings will end up here, unless you change that in the settings.
Utilities.
And this folder contains the utilities. Actually, I should go through and show you what each thing is.
Microsoft Ana for XP.
All right. People who have still using Windows XP will have Microsoft SAM as the only SAPI 5 voice on their computer, and that's quite rough. So I included an install for Microsoft Ana, which should sound a lot better than Microsoft SAM. I mean, Microsoft Sam is the worst Sappify voice there ever has been. So we arrow down.
RB Clip.
And we have RB Clip. This is a utility to create the talk files, which the player will need in order to speak the names of the folders and the files that you put in here. I can provide instructions for these. I do plan on putting some instructions on the player in MP3 format, so you can play them and follow along to set up this utility and learn how to use it. It's very simple once it's set up.
Rockbox utility.
The Rockbox utility is an alternative to creating talk files, and for those who are more experienced as far as using programs and such, it's a little bit more involved than RB Clip. However, it can be used to create talk files and things like that. It can also do other things. It's a much more powerful program. Some people don't find it accessible, but it is if you follow the instructions, which I can provide. And that's basically all the things inside the utilities folder. So we use the left arrow to back out.
Utilities.
And one last thing in here, which you'll see what something will sound like. It'll be spelled out if one does not create a talk file for it. So it's a file called config.cfg, and you're going to hear it spelled out.
config.cfg.
This is basically a backup of the settings that the player had when it was shipped out to you. So if you ever do mess up the settings, there's a backup of it in the root directory of the player. So all hope is not lost. It can be set back to the original settings that it was shipped with. All right, so now we hit the left arrow.
Files.
And we're back at the main menu. So that's basically how you would go into the file browser. Just click enter on files, and then arrow up or down to whatever folder you want to, and click enter to go into it, arrow up and down to whichever folder you want to use, and just keep doing that same pattern until you reach the MP3 file or whatever audio track you wish to play, and click enter on it. Alright, so now I'm going to show you how you would resume playing back something, whether you had created a bookmark for it, or if you just wanted to resume the last thing that you were playing on the player, whether you had created a bookmark for it or not. So basically, let's turn on the player.
Recent bookmarks.
And this is where this menu item comes in, recent bookmarks. If you'll remember, we created a bookmark while we were in Bridget's folder. And the way you go into it is by clicking the Enter key.
Bookmark 1, folder, Bridget Codeless. Index 1, time, 11 seconds, file, sad song, cigarettes and beer.
Alright, and that's the bookmark that we created just a few minutes ago. So now, to start playing it, you would click the Enter key. As you heard, it picked up where it had left off and continued playing. Now I'm going to stop it and I'm going to show you a few more things.
Create a bookmark. Sad song, cigarettes and beer.
We're going to return to the recent bookmarks menu item.
Bridget Codeless. My music.
We're using the left arrow to move back out to files.
Files.
Then we're going to use the up arrow to go to recent bookmarks.
Recent bookmarks.
We're going to click the Enter key to go in here.
Bookmark 1, folder, Bridget Codeless. Index 1, time, 11 seconds, file, sad song, cigarettes and beer.
In recent bookmarks, you're going to find up to 10 of the last created bookmarks. And the newest one will be at the number 1 position, and the older ones will get moved down as you add more bookmarks. Number 10 will finally drop off as soon as you create another bookmark, and so on and so forth. It'll just keep moving them down. So, to move through them, you would just arrow up and down. There's only one more bookmark in here, and we're going to be using that to demonstrate playing back a file and increasing the speed of playback without altering the pitch. So, just arrow down.
To folder, Galaxy Press. index 5 time 12 minutes 18 seconds file the ghost town gun ghost.
And if you arrow down all the way past the end of the list of bookmarks, you'll wrap around to the top.
1 folder Bridget Coatless. Index 1 time 11 seconds file sad song cigarettes and beer.
So any bookmarks that you find in here, you can return to listening where you left off and at the point that you created the bookmark. So if you're listening to maybe a described movie or audiobooks and that kind of thing, you can always return as long as it hasn't dropped off the end of the list. Alright, so let's back out. And I'm going to show you one other way of resuming playback of something. So, left arrow.
Recent bookmarks.
Now, if you remember, the main menu is the one that says files, and as we go down...
Files, FM radio, recording, settings, system, recent bookmark, files.
And we're back up to files. Now, from anywhere in the main menu, you can use the back button, which, if you'll recall, is the small rectangular button on the left-hand side on the face of the player. So, from the main menu, you can just click that button, and it'll resume playing back the last thing that you were listening to. So if we click it now, we should go back to Bridget's song. So we're going to click it.
Here I am alone again tonight, in this cold old empty house.
So as you can see, it's real quick. If you just want to resume the last thing you were listening to, you just turn your player on, which we'll demonstrate now. So let me just stop playback here.
Create a bookmark. Sad song, cigarettes, and beer. Bridget
Turn it off.
Shutting down.
And now I'm going to turn it back on. And I'm not going to do anything
bookmarks.
But click the back button so you can see it in action. And I'm going to stop it.
Create a bookmark. Sad song, cigarettes, and beer.
And those are the two ways which you can resume playing back or pick up where you left off. It's either you create a bookmark and you use the bookmark under recent bookmarks, or you can just turn the player on and click the back button to resume listening to the last thing you were listening to. It's a very quick way to resume playback of whatever you were listening to without the need of going through any of the menus at all. You just turn it on and hit the back button and there you are. Okay, now I'm going to show you how to speed up and slow down a file. First, I'll show you how to do it while it does affect the pitch, and afterwards, I'll show you how to adjust the speed without affecting the pitch. So I'm going to turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks.
And we're going to use the bookmark that I mentioned just a few minutes ago.
Bookmark 1, folder 2, folder, Galaxy Press. Index 5, time 12, minutes 18, seconds, file, the ghost town, gun ghost.
And this is the one, so we're going to press the Enter key to start it.
Never even missed this pack of $1,000.
And it's playing at normal speed.
I'm that careless.
So now, turn on the mode in which we can adjust the speed.
And then got to his feet.
You hold down the up arrow for just a second, which I'm going to do now.
And while I got this,
then you let it go. And now, if you hold down the up arrow, it will speed it up while it affects the pitch. I'm
going to
do that now.
He shut it with a tight click and got up from the box
to follow Pokey McKay back into the brassy sunlight of the silent street. Back on the porch of the New Yorker Hotel, Pokey turned to Delavan.
So as you can see, it sounded like a chipmunk. Now, if you ever get into this mode by accident, you can just click the select button or the enter key to get back to normal speed.
Which was empty of other
and then you click the power button to get out of the mode. Then the player will be able to be used normally. Now, while we're in this mode, if you hold down the down arrow, it'll slow down the playback speed, like so. So as you can see, it slows it down while it's affecting the pitch. So we're going to return to normal speed now by clicking the Enter key.
Gentleman with you once
and get out of this mode by clicking the power button.
And Pokey took the money.
So
and
now if I
back in his coat pocket.
Click the up arrow, it should
Rob
pause
Delavan
it. And yes, we're back in normal mode, so I'm going to unpause it now.
he took the money and stuffed it back in his
now,
pocket.
To change the speed without affecting the pitch, this is what you have to do. You hold down the Enter key until the menu pops up.
Playlist.
And then you arrow down.
Playlist cap sound set playback set bookmarks open picture flow show track open with delete pitch
to pitch and you click the Enter key. Now, to speed it up, you would hold down the right arrow, and it should speed up without changing the pitch.
Assured that he would be alone for a few minutes, Ross Delavan unbuckled the heavy 45s and draped them over the foot of the bed. Then he rolled up one leg of his jeans until his knee was exposed and slowly examined the blood spot which bulged blackly out from the kneecap and which centered a long crease. He whistled slightly as he touched the crease and his dark face tightened with pain.
So as you can see, it sped it up and it didn't change the pitch.
Failing in his search, he pulled out his shirt tail and tore a long strip.
Going to return to normal speed now by pressing the Enter key.
Until he came to a door whose knob was bright.
Now I'm going to hold down the left arrow and it should slow down without changing the pitch.
The bed was neatly made and the floor was well swept. Against the wall stood several rifles, Henrys, Sharps, and Winchesters.
So as you can see, it slowed it down, but it didn't alter the pitch. So now to get back to normal speed, you click the Enter key.
With a quick flip of his wrist, he looked into the
and we get out of the mode by clicking the power button.
He turned the oversized bullet in his
and now
hand.
We should be able to pause it by pressing the up arrow. Yes, we're back in normal mode. And
he turned the oversized bullet in his hand.
Unpause it, and now I'm gonna stop the playback.
Robbed the cartridge of its use.
Create a bookmark.
And that's basically how you do it. There are instructions that I can send you on how to set it all up to do that without affecting the pitch. So if you have one of our players and you wish to be able to do that, just let me know and I'll send you the instructions via email. Okay, real quickly, I'm going to walk you through how to create a playlist. And I don't have a lot of songs on the player. I only have 6, 4 from Bridget and 2 from Garfin. So it won't take very long at all. Normally when you create a playlist, it may take as much as, 10, 15 seconds for it to do the whole thing if you're doing thousands and thousands of songs. But we're only going to be doing 6 songs, so it's not going to take much time. So, turn on the player.
Recent bookmarks.
And we arrow down to Files.
Files.
Click the Enter key.
Audiobooks.
And we're going to go down to My Music.
Manuals. My Music.
Now, here's where the difference in clicking and holding down the Enter key comes into play. We're not going to click the Enter key. We're going to hold it down until the menu pops up. So I'm going to hold it down now.
Current playlist.
And there's the menu that pops up. And it lands on current playlist, so we're going to click the Enter key to go in there.
Insert.
So we have 2 choices here. We have Insert and...
Insert Shuffled.
When you arrow down. So... we're going to insert Shuffled, which is basically how I suggest if people want to play their music in shuffled order, that they do it this way. So I'm doing the entire My Music folder, and so what that would do is it would shuffle all the songs inside the My Music folder. So if you have 50 albums in there, it'll shuffle them all. And so once you get to Insert Shuffled, let's see where we're at.
Insert.
Okay, so we go down to Insert Shuffled by arrowing down.
Insert Shuffled.
And we click the Enter key. And it starts playing. As soon as it's done setting up the playlist, it'll start playing. Now, when you're dealing with thousands and thousands of songs, it'll update as it goes along. But it never takes more than maybe 30 seconds at the most to create a playlist. Now, once in the playlist, or in fact when you're playing music, you can click the right arrow to skip to the next track, and the left arrow to go to the previous track. If you want to fast forward through a song, you just hold down the right arrow and fast forward it through it. If you want to rewind, you hold down the left arrow. Skip to the next one. One of Bridget's. Another one from Bridget. That's That's one from Garfin. That one's from Bridget. And that one's Bridget's. And I believe that's all of them. Yep. So all the songs in the My Music folder will be put into a playlist, and in this case, they're shuffled. If you choose the first option, which is Insert, instead of Insert Shuffled, it'll put them in straight playing order. So it'll play them in the order that they appear in the individual folder. Alright, so we're going to pause. And that's basically how you would create a playlist. Just real quickly, let me show you how you would name it. So we'll unpause it. Now, when you want to name your playlist, because you want to save it, you would hold down the Enter key.
Playlist.
And let's see, I think you click the Enter key to go in here.
View current playlist. Search in playlist. Save current playlist.
To save current playlist, you would click Enter.
/playlist/dynamic.m3u8.
And it's going to name it dynamic.m3u8. So you just hold down the Enter key until the player speaks again.
6 tracks saved.
And it's saved to playlist. So we're going to stop the playback.
War of the Heart.
And we're going to go find that playlist inside the playlist folder. So,
Bridget Codeless. My Music.
And we arrow down to the playlist folder.
Playlists. dynamic.m3u8.
And there's your playlist. To start playing it, you just click the Enter key. And it starts playing it. Skip through it by using the right arrow. And that's your playlist. Now we're just going to stop it.
Create a bookmark. War of the Heart.
And if you wanted to, you could create a bookmark, and then you could listen to your playlist from wherever you left it off by going to Recent Bookmarks and pressing Enter on your bookmark, and that would continue it from where you left off. There are some more instructions that I can give you regarding playlists, but you can contact me if you wish to have those sent to you. Okay, we're going to do a little demonstration about the FM radio that comes on the player. So, turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks. Files. FM radio.
Arrow down to FM radio, and you would click Enter to start it. Now, it's going to tell us a message, which is basically no settings found, and then it's going to ask us if we want to auto-scan. So it's going to say no settings found, auto-scan, and you can answer yes by clicking the Enter key, or no by clicking any other key. So we're going to click Enter to go into FM radio.
Memorial and down. Waters. Auto saw scan. That earlier crash on Causeway Boulevard.
Answer yes by clicking the Enter key. It's going to take a few seconds to find the active local stations, and then it'll start playing. Alright, so now, using the right arrow, we can move up the dial, and using the left arrow, you can move down the dial. So we're going to move up, and we found a blank.
Without even having the Vine app.
Just going through them. Moving up the dial.
Right? A new phone.
He's crying. Of swinging an email.
Distraction for the rest of the...
Or even this.
Middle-aged Elsa.
Have a job for this, jobs for that.
Four nights accommodations.
Pretty cabinet, Anthony Cage, she says, just like baby, yeah.
Okay, so I think this one is a blank, so I'm going to show you how to delete one of these from a preset list. Basically, you click the Enter key.
89.5.
And it gives you the frequency number. That's how you find out what station you're on, also. So, at this point, you hold down the Enter key so that the menu pops up.
Edit preset.
And you arrow down to
Remove preset.
Remove preset. And you click Enter on it.
89.7.
So now it's gone. So now, if you arrow down,
90.5,
89, 88.5. That was the previous one. You can find out the frequency by clicking the Enter key.
88.5.
And you can move to any other frequency.
89.7, 90, 90 to 93.3.
Let's say we want to go to 93.3. We just arrow down to it and click the Enter key. So it's very simple. Now, once we stop the playback by clicking the power button, it will ask us if we want to save the presets.
Save the changes.
So to answer yes, you click the Enter key. So, to accept that name, we just hold down the Enter key until the player speaks again.
FM radio.
And it's done. Now, when you go into FM radio, your stations will be saved. And there are more instructions that I can send you on how to go through and individually pick radio stations that you want to add that perhaps weren't picked up because they were weak stations. And you can do that because you can switch from preset mode to scan mode, so you can find individual weaker stations that you might want to include in your presets. And I do have the instructions all written out, so all you'd have to do is contact me and I'd send them to you. And that's pretty much what I wanted to show you about the FM radio. As you could see, it comes in stereo, unlike some other players which only play in mono. At this point, I'm going to show you how to do a recording from the FM radio. So we're going to turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks.
We arrow down to FM radio.
Files, FM radio.
And we click the Enter key to start the radio. Alright, now to do a recording, you hold down the Enter key until the menu pops up.
Preset.
You arrow down to recording.
Add preset. Load preset. Save preset. Clear preset. The force mono. Mode preset region. Sound settings. Recording.
Now, when you click the Enter key the first time, it engages the recording circuit, but it doesn't start recording. You have to click the Enter key a second time for it to actually start recording. So here's the first click. And now here's the second to actually start recording. To stop recording, we hold down the power button for about 10 seconds, counted slowly, as in 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, etc. So, we're going to hold it down now. And that basically stops the recording and saves the file. So now we're going to turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks.
We're going to arrow down the files.
Files.
Hit the Enter key to go into it.
Audiobooks.
And we're going to arrow down to the recordings folder.
Manuals, my music, playlists, podcasts, recordings.
And we're going to click the Enter key to go in it.
RFM130617-180304.mp3.
The file name is basically R for Rockbox, FM to indicate that it came from the radio, and then a series of numbers, which is basically the date and the time of the recording. So now we're going to click the Enter key on it to play it. Came in just in between two songs. that's basically how you record. So now I'm going to stop it.
Create a bookmark.
And I'm not going to create a bookmark.
RFM130617.
I'm going to turn the player off.
Shutting down.
And that's basically how you create a recording from the FM radio. Now I'm going to show you how to do a voice recording using the built-in mono microphone. First, we're going to turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks.
We're going to go down to recording.
Files.
Arrowing down.
FM radio recording.
And we need to adjust one thing in here, which is the source, so that it records from the microphone and not from the FM radio. So we're going to hold down the Enter key.
Format.
And we're going to arrow down to source.
Encoder settings, frequency, source.
And we're going to click Enter to go into it.
FM radio.
And as you see, it says FM radio, so we're going to arrow down.
Microphone.
And switch it to microphone. We press the Enter key.
Source.
And then we left arrow to get out of the menus.
Recording.
We're back at the main menu. Now, as I mentioned during the FM recording, when you click the Enter key, the first time it engages the recording circuit, but it doesn't start recording. You have to click the Enter key a second time in order to start the recording. So now that we're on recording, I'm going to click it once. And now I'm going to click it a second time to start recording. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. And that's all I'm going to record. So I'm going to hold down the power button, as we did before, until the player turns off. So it'll take about 10 seconds. Count it slowly, as in 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, etc. And there, it turned off. So now we click the power button to turn the player back on.
Recent bookmarks.
We go down to Files.
Files.
Click the Enter key to go in there.
Audiobooks.
And go down to the Recordings folder.
Manuals, My Music, Playlists, Podcasts, Recordings.
Click the Enter key to go in there.
RFM130617-180304.mp3.
That's the radio recording that we just did a few minutes ago. And if we arrow down,
RMIC130617-181435.mp3.
And you probably noticed that it said RMIC instead of RFM. The MIC stands for microphone, which shows that it's a recording done through the microphone. So we press the Enter key to start playback.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
And we click the power button.
Create a bookmark.
And we just stopped it, and I'm not going to create a bookmark.
RMIC130617-181435.mp3.
And that's basically how you create a voice recording using the built-in microphone. And that recording was done with about a little bit more than a foot of distance between myself and the microphone. So you could actually hold it a little bit closer and make it a little bit louder and that kind of thing. But this is just a demonstration. So basically, that's how you do a recording using the built-in microphone. All right, at this time, we're going to take a very, very quick look at the settings. So I'm going to turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks.
And the reason we're going to take a very quick look at it is because it's vast. I mean, there are settings in here for a lot of things you can get into. And to explain it all, it would just take too much time. And so a quick look is what's warranted right now.
Recent bookmarks.
So we're going to arrow down.
Files, FM radio recording, settings.
And click the Enter key to go in here.
Sound settings.
And I'm just going to show you a couple of things in each one of these. Not even all of them, just a few. In sound settings, you have things like
volume,
which you can raise and lower using the dedicated volume control. You can use this menu setting.
Bass.
You can adjust the bass.
Treble.
Treble.
Balance.
Balance. Things you don't see on normal MP3 players.
Channel configuration.
In here, you got several settings for how you want to set up the channels, and it's basically set at
stereo.
And you can choose these other ones.
Mono. Custom. Mono left.
So if you can only use one earphone, you can just have both channels on the left. or you can use it
on the right.
On the right.
Karaoke.
And there is a karaoke setting which will reduce the vocals so that you can sing along to your favorite songs.
Stereo.
And we're back at the top.
Channel configuration.
So that's what's inside the channel configurations.
Stereo width.
Stereo width determines how close or far apart you want the stereo effect to be on the headphones.
Crossfeed. Equalizer.
Equalizer with a vast amount of presets, which we'll take a quick look at.
Enable equalizer.
I'm going to arrow up to it.
Browse equalizer presets. Acoustic.
Here they are.
Bass. Classical. Club. Dance. Default. Disco. Electronic. Flat. Full bass and treble. Full bass. Full treble. Headphones. Hip hop. Jazz. Large hall. Live. Lounge. Party. Pop. R&B. Reggae. Rock. Ska. Soft rock. Soft. Techno. Vocal. Acoustic.
And it wraps around to the top, so we'll left arrow out of here.
Browse equalizer presets.
And let's see.
Equalizer. Dithering. Time stretch. Compressor.
And that's all volume. We're going to look at in here.
Sound settings.
Let's check out the next one.
Playback settings.
So we arrow down to this one and press the enter key.
Shuffle.
I don't recommend people use this shuffle method. You can use the one that I described in creating a playlist and just use insert shuffled, because I believe this one only does one folder at a time, so it's not really worth using.
Repeat. Play selected file first. Fast forward and rewind. Fade on, stop and pause.
All these things are configurable.
Party mode. Crossfade. Replay gain. Track skip beep. Auto change directory. Constrain auto change. Last.fm log. Cue sheet support. Skip length. Prevent track skipping. Rewind before resume. Rewind on pause.
These last two.
Rewind before resume.
Rewind on resume.
Rewind on pause.
And rewind on pause I use because I listen to audiobooks, so I have it rewind about 5 or 10 seconds so that it refreshes my memory from when the last time was that I listened to the audiobook.
Shuffle.
And that was it.
Playback settings. General settings.
General settings. There's one thing in here I should show you, but I'll let you hear all of the settings in here.
Playlists. File view. Database. Display. System. Startup slash shutdown. Bookmarking. Automatic resume. Language. Voice.
This one is the one I want to tell you about. Don't go in here. Basically, you can turn off the voice in here. I'll show you which setting that is, so you don't go into it. It's the first one.
Voice menus.
It says voice menus, so do not go in here and turn the voice off, because the player won't speak, and you'll have to contact me, and I'll have to help you to get it turned back on. It's a simple fix, but why bother? Now, there's going to be the four next settings, which you shouldn't touch either. You should just leave them as I've set them, because they're set optimally. So it would be
voice directories. Use directory, talk clips. Voice file names. Use file, talk clips.
Those are set optimally, as I said, and there's no setting in here to make your folders and files be spoken by the player. It's done using rbclip and creating talk files for your folders and files. So there's no sense in going in here and changing them because they're set optimally. And there is another setting in here I should tell you about.
Save file type. Announce battery level.
Announce battery level. Some of our customers do like this turned on. I don't, because it interrupts what I'm listening to announce the battery level. And I don't really like that. But if you turn it on, I believe it announces the battery level when you turn the player on, and then at different intervals below 50%. So if you want that kind of feature turned on, then you can come in here and turn it on. And let's see if there's anything else.
Voice menus.
Nope, that was it.
Voice.
And that's the end of that menu.
General settings.
Okay, so now let's go down.
Theme settings.
Theme settings are basically for setting up visuals on the screen. And it's for somebody who's blind, as I am, it doesn't come in useful at all. It's not very useful. For someone who's totally blind like I am, it's completely useless, so I don't ever go in there for anything. If you're sighted or somewhat sighted, then I guess it might be of use to you, and you can visit this menu item. We're going to go on.
Recording settings.
These are the recording settings where you can tell it what file type you want it to record in, what bit rate, what sampling rate, all that kind of stuff. And even to choose the source, whether you want to record from the FM radio or from the microphone.
Time and date.
And here's the time and date setting. So I am going to explain this one. So this would be, just so you remember how to get to it.
Settings.
You go down to settings. You click the enter key.
Sound settings.
And the quickest way to get to it is to up arrow from this point.
Manage settings. Time and date.
And there's time and date, so you click the enter key to go into it.
Set time and date.
If you want to hear the time and date, you just hold down the enter key.
Current time, 5:45 p.m., June 19, 2013.
And it tells you the time and date. Now, if you need to adjust the time and date, then you would click the enter key on set time and date.
17 hours.
And it's military time when you're setting the clock, so at this point you could arrow up or down to the desired hour. And then once you got that, you click the right arrow to go to the next field.
46 minutes.
Same thing, arrow up and down. All these you can adjust by arrowing up and down. And then you go to the next field by clicking the right arrow.
11 seconds.
And I'm going to hit the right arrow.
2013.
I'm going to click the right arrow.
June.
I'm going to click the right arrow.
19.
Okay, so now that they're adjusted the way I want them, or the way you want them, you just click the enter key.
Set time and date.
And you're back at set time and date. And if you hold it down, you'll hear the time and date announced.
Current time, 5:46 p.m., June 19, 2013.
And you just left arrow to get out of this.
Time and date. Settings.
And we're back out to settings. Let's see if there was anything
sound
else
settings,
there.
Playback set, general theme setting, recording setting, time and date, manage settings.
Manage settings, I don't use, I wouldn't go into it at this time.
Sound settings.
And that's basically it. All right, the next main menu item that we're going to look at is system. So let's turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks.
And instead of arrowing down through all the other menu items, we're just going to arrow up to it.
System.
And we're going to click the enter key to go into it.
Rockbox info.
Rockbox info is the only item that we're actually going to take a look at. It contains pertinent information about the player. So when we click enter, the first item inside it is the battery level. So it's going to announce that as soon as we click the enter key. So here we go.
Battery level 61%, 9 hours, 37 minutes.
Tells you the battery level percentage and an estimated amount of time left before the player needs a recharge. The next item, when we arrow down, will provide information about the built-in memory. So we're going to arrow down now.
Internal free disk space 3.25 gigabyte, disk size 3.65 gigabyte.
And tells you how much free space you have and how much total space is on the internal memory or built-in memory. Now, when we arrow down, it would tell us the same information about any microSD card that you've inserted into the player. Since there's no microSD card inserted in this player, it's just going to report the following.
HD1, not present.
So it's not present. So now we arrow down.
Buffer size, 3.52 megabyte.
And that just tells us the buffer size. And arrow down one more time.
Version 3.13.
That tells us the firmware version of Rockbox, which is on your player. And that's the last menu item. If we click down again, it's going to tell us the battery level again.
Battery level 60%, 9 hours, 28 minutes.
And so we're done in here, so we right arrow out of it.
Rockbox info.
And one more time.
System.
And that's all. Okay, looks like we have a little bit of time left, so I'm going to take this opportunity to give the answers to some of the more frequently asked questions that we receive. The players that we currently offer are the Sansa Clip Plus, which is the older model, and the brand new one, the Sansa Clip Zip, which is the successor to the Clip Plus. We no longer offer the Sansa Fuse or the Sansa E200 series players, because they're quite old and, frankly, they're not really available at an affordable price for us to get, so that if we did get them, we'd have to charge outrageous prices for them, and we're not willing to do that. We want to keep our prices below $100 for a player. The ClipZip is a newer player, and it's the one that's been redesigned based on feedback from the customers. It has much easier to use controls, it has the better FM radio, and it has the sturdier clip on the back. Both the Clip Plus and the ClipZip are available in 4 or 8 gigabytes of storage memory. Both the Clip Plus and the ClipZip can be expanded with microSD cards up to an extra 64 gigabytes. The normal prices for the Clip Plus model are $75.99 for the 4 gigabyte player and $95.99 for the 8 gigabyte player. The normal prices for the ClipZip are $85.99 for the 4 gigabyte player and $99.99 for the 8 gigabyte player. The Clip Plus is a recertified model and it has a 90-day replacement warranty. The ClipZip, on the other hand, is a brand new player and has an 11-month limited manufacturer's warranty. So just so you understand, the Clip Plus came out first, and then the ClipZip succeeded it, which means it came out later, and that is the one that is redesigned so that it's better. We offer weekly specials in which we sometimes lower the prices on the players, or lower the prices on the accessories, or give away something with the purchase of a player. So it's a good idea to check on our specials page every week to see what our special is, although we do put it out to the different buy, sell, and trade lists for blind folks, also on blind bargains. The shipping is free inside the U.S., and we offer discounts on the shipping to Canada and internationally. The Talking MP3 player will play most popular unprotected file formats. What this means is that it'll play just about any file type, unless it's protected. So files from Audible.com, or the Overdrive books from the library, or the NLS or Bard books will not play because they're produced in protected file formats. If you wanted to play one of these files on our player, you would have to somehow convert the file to an MP3 format, which is a much friendlier file type. Then you would be able to play it on our player. It can also play DAISY files as long as they have MP3 files as part of them. There are some DAISY books that are just text-based, while there are others that are MP3-based, so the MP3-based ones would be able to be played on our players. You just wouldn't have the navigational features of DAISY, but you could still listen to it as a regular recording and fast-forward and rewind and skip to the next track and that kind of thing. Our Talking MP3 players do not play document files or text files or any kind of document file because there is no text-to-speech engine built into the MP3 players. What I do when I want to listen to a text-based file, document, PDF, EPUB, MOBI, any kind of ebook format, is I use a program called Balavalka, which is a text-to-speech program which will take any kind of text-based file and create an MP3 out of it, and I use whatever Sappy 5 voice I prefer to create an audiobook out of it and listen to it on my player. This works out very well, and you're not limited to just whatever voice does the text-to-speech conversion on a player. So you're not limited to what voice you have reading the book out to you. When it comes time to put files or folders on the player, this is accomplished by copying and pasting, what sighted people refer to as dragging and dropping. You just basically copy it from your computer, you go over to the player, and you put it inside whichever folder you wish to put it into. You're not limited to putting it in any specific folder as some players require. And you can even create your own folders and use them. When we ship out a player, I send out an email which has some basic instructions, do's and don'ts, and some suggestions. There's also the Quick Start Guide, which is on the player, which contains the information about the controls, where they're located, and how to use them. And it basically tells you how to use the player. You also get free tech support when you purchase a player from us. So anything you wish to learn to do, anything that you don't quite understand, just about anything you need to know to use our players, you can contact me and I will happily help you out. We also have our own Yahoo group for users of Rockbox Sansa Talking MP3 players. Most of the people on there are customers, although there are some who did not buy their players from us. And I usually post any firmware updates, and people ask questions and answers are given, whether it be from myself or from some of the other people on the list. We do offer a refund policy, and we give you 15 days to decide whether the player is for you or not. As long as the player is returned with all its packaging and it hasn't been damaged by the user, we will give you a refund. The very first step in any refund is basically tech support. Some people don't bother to read any of the directions and don't quite understand what they have in their hands and grow frustrated without asking for any kind of support. So basically, the first step that we require is that the person contact us for tech support. If after the tech support has occurred, they still would prefer a refund, then we can deal with that. However, it's been our experience that 99% of the people will change their mind about the refund once they've been shown how to use their player. To use our players, it is best if you have a computer, but it is not entirely necessary, because you can charge the player using a wall charger, and if you have a friend, they can put your files and folders on the player so you can enjoy your music. However, it is best if you do have a computer. Aside from the players, the other accessories that we offer for the players are the micro SD cards, available from 4 GB to 64 GB. We offer the fold-out speakers, the wall charger, which is basically used when one is not going to be near a computer in order to charge the player, and you can get longer USB cables from us. We offer the service of setting up anybody's Sansa MP3 player that they've bought somewhere else, and we set it up as if it was one of ours, and we put all the files and utilities and everything that goes along with it, including the free tech support. And we do this for a fee of $35, and it's set up completely as if it was one of ours. I can be contacted at accessiblelectronics@gmail.com or laz@talkingmp3players.com. All right, those are the answers to the most frequently asked questions that I could recall at the moment. If you do have any other questions that I didn't cover in the previous answers, you can contact me and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Thank you for listening.
To find out more about our products and services, visit www.talkingmp3players.com. And don't forget to visit the specials page to see our latest weekly sale.